This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Jack really leaning in now.
Yeah. This is trap music.
He gets one endorsement from Corey and Columbus.
Why are you coughing? We just got back from break.
I took a drink of water and it went down the wrong pipe. The right streak? No. Sorry.
Rice to Ricky.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, my goodness. On this
sorry,
day?
I have one tonight. All right. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought
that's
to you by...
That's feel-good music.
Yeah,
man.
It is. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. All right, Ike, here is the question we have served up to the people. Has Elliot Shore Parks done enough to win Eagles Insider of the Year? Yes. Or no? What do you think the poll results are?
This is a tricky one.
Mm-hmm. Because it's Elliot.
Yes, because it's Elliot.
People are inclined to vote no for Elliot.
So that's where I think people are mostly going to lean.
To no.
No. So I'm going to go 62% say no.
66% say no.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. So, close, and we don't know how many of those voters are the voters for Eagles Insider of the Year. Again, there's an entire committee. When we announce the winner later, we will release the voting totals as well. Mm-hmm. So we are completely transparent. We are held accountable just like they are. So Eagles Insider of the Year being awarded at 4:30. Has Elliot Shore Parks done enough? 215-592-9494. Now, before we get back to Eagles Insider of the Year, a bunch of teams have proposed rule changes officially to the NFL this year. And Ike, I'm going to give you the proposed changes and we will discuss.
All right.
So the first one we knew was coming, the Packers, due to a player safety issue, even though no player has ever been hurt doing it, has proposed that the tush push not be a legal play.
Boo.
In the NFL. Yeah. I don't think that gets passed. Right? Troy Vincent wouldn't have said that there are no injuries.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have announced that
they're
no injury.
Only one. I mean, I don't know how many other teams. There's not enough of a groundswell of teams.
It doesn't seem like it.
Yeah, that are against this. So,
at least not publicly.
Yeah. So I'd be surprised if this one gets passed.
Let me ask you, if you ran a team that wasn't the Eagles, let's say you ran the Commanders, you ran the Rams or something, would you vote against it just because it helps the Eagles? Like, I wonder if there are teams that are going to just vote against it because it's no skin off their back, you know? They might as well.
Yeah, unless you're one of those teams that want to start using it.
Right, Buffalo
became a team that used it more.
Right.
You know, so,
even though their coward coach said it was going to get somebody hurt.
Even though they're opposed to it, yeah. That's the way – listen, I'm a defensive guy. I've said it before. I'm not a fan of the tush push. I don't run away from that. But I also know my team benefits from it. They do it very well. They're not doing anything illegal. It's within the rules. So – as long as that's the case, then it's almost better served that everyone else tries to adjust and do it themselves versus getting it banned.
Right.
Like, once you get past the injury factor of it, What else can you hang your hat on?
I guess you could say this isn't the way. This isn't football. I guess right. If I were arguing it, I'd be like, it's not against the rules, but we all know this isn't, you know, football. Like, it's like there's no rule that says you can't have a wolf play in the NBA, right? Or whatever. So, but we don't need a rule for it. Right. Okay. Right. Next one. The Eagles have proposed that the NFL's regular season overtime rules are the same as the postseason, meaning both teams get an opportunity to possess the ball in overtime no matter what, and overtime would be 15 minutes. So currently, the way it is if the first team scores a touchdown, the game is over.
Right.
Whereas in the playoffs, if the first team scores a touchdown, the other team still gets a chance to also score a touchdown. I like that the rules would be the same in the postseason. And I would rather they just play, like, play a quarter. Mm-hmm. It would be what I would prefer, just play a quarter. But I think this is better than what is currently.
Well, I've come so far on this thing because I for so long was just stuck in the ways that had been done that I've known football, which is sudden death. First team to score wins. Like, that's the way I grew up on football. That's the way I grew up on knowing about the overtime rules and everything else. But it's changed and it's been sort of tweaked so much to try to appease everyone that doesn't make sense to have one set of rules for overtime in the regular season and have a different set in the postseason. It took me a while to come around to agreeing to what they ultimately decided to do in the postseason, which is basically give both teams an opportunity, a chance to score.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they did.
Yep, just make it fair.
Yeah. All right, you may as well do it in the regular season, too. If you're doing it in the postseason, you may as well do it in the regular season.
Right, but fair is fair. That's what it is. Yep. We're going to get to the phones, and then we'll get to the rules that the Lions proposed. Back to Eagles Insider of the Year. Has Elliot done enough? 215-592-9494. Andy in Westchester, you're on WIP.
No.
Wow. He has not.
So is the competition Insider of the Year or Speculator of the Year?
Well, I think so. What we agreed, it's a good
informed
question.
Informed speculation.
We used to say no informed speculation.
No,
but we brought it out.
Yes.
So here's Andy. Here's Andy. Just to confirm, we a few weeks into the rankings, we introduced informed speculation as a legal a thing that would count. So Elliot saying, look for Aziz Ojulari to be on the Eagles' radar. The way he presented it was he was presenting it as, I know something, I'm just not allowed to say how.
Right.
And we count that as legal. So speculation is now personal speculation, saying, well, I wonder if, or I think they might, that's different. And we've actually asked Elliot sometimes when he's saying things, are you saying this is informed speculation? So just to clarify, that's where the rules are.
So I thought, first of all, that he was saying that we're on his radar. He liked these guys. And secondly, in the 2026 offseason, look for Mekhi Becton to be out there and maybe on the Eagles' radar. That's my prediction.
Wow. Yeah. So, no, he said specifically, he did two things before the free agency period. He ranked his 10 top, you know, people at each position, but he also specifically told us on the air, look out for the Eagles to be in on Khalil Mack and Aziz Ojulari. That's what he said. So we took that as
I gotta give him that.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but he is the only person who said Aziz Ojulari to us.
Other thing. He's the only person who said it.
Right. Now he might be the only person in Philadelphia who knows who Aziz Ojulari is.
That's true.
But prior to this, but I have to give him credit for that though, Andy.
Well, he's also the only person that said that Marty McFly could get with his mom.
Well,
he's asking
that
questions.
That is a strike against him, too, though.
Well, but it's an interesting question.
Well, that's one way to put it. Yeah. Yes, it is an interesting question.
Yeah, I actually feel awful when I bring up what Elliot said. I feel like I shouldn't be saying it, so I'm not going to bring it up again. But essentially, the question that Elliot asked is if Michael J. Fox's character went back in time in Back to the Future. And remember, his mom, before he was his mom, was interested in him. If they had gotten together, would that be okay? Because it was prior to him being his mom.
Yeah.
So, yeah, boy, even that way, it doesn't feel good. Andy,
as best you could.
I was trying. I was trying without saying the I word.
Yeah.
Andy, give us your next question today. It is Bruce Willis's birthday. Give us your best from here celebrity.
Is Jack Fritz off the table?
It is.
All right. So actually, I'm not even sure that this one counts, but how about Kobe?
Well, Kobe counts.
That counts.
Of course, Kobe counts. Yeah. Don't disrespect him.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
All right, Andy. Why wouldn't Kobe count?
Well, because that's the whole, he's not from Philly.
Oh, he's from Lower Manhattan. Yeah, we count that.
Boot at the, was boot at the All-Star game? Was that what it was that,
yeah,
that,
I was, that I was ticked there him off? That. I was there.
Wow, did you boo then?
Of course not.
Well,
that would have been a bigger scandal than you and Francisco Lindor.
Well, and just for, if we're talking about geography, because we always, you know, we debate
who's
about Villanova,
yeah,
who isn't.
Yeah.
Lower Merion is literally yeah, right across the street from Philadelphia. There is a road, one street, City Line Avenue, separating Lower Merion from West Philadelphia. So that's as close to Philly as you can be without being
it's
in Philly.
Closer to Westchester.
Yes,
way
closer to
Downingtown.
Yeah, closer to Doylestown.
See, I'm like A-list in Westchester. Philadelphia, I'm C-list.
Yes, I think that's probably fair. Right?
Yeah.
And you're A-list in Westchester?
I would, yeah. Basically the mayor.
Oh, yeah? Sorry. You know you out there?
Oh, wow. Big deal.
Wow. I don't know about that. Speaking of big deals, Gaida has a big deal for you. They always have a way for you to replace your old drafty windows and doors that makes it better for you. Look, it's already good for you. And that's why you're going to go Gaida no matter what I'm about to tell you, because getting brand new energy efficient windows and doors in your house does a bunch of great things. First of all, it keeps the elements out. It keeps the hot weather out, keeps the cold weather out, so your energy bills go down. It also increases the value of your home. It also makes it more comfortable. But Gaida does other things that make it even easier for you to make the decision, like interest-free financing, depending on your project. So you can take advantage of zero down, 0% interest for up to 36, even 72 months, which is 6 years of low monthly payments with no interest. Energy efficient windows and doors, lower your energy bills, increase the value of your home, and they're going to give you 20% off everything they have. So 20% off every window, every door with no interest and no money down. Come on. Minimum purchases are required. The financing is subject to credit approval and there are restrictions. So the best thing you can do when you want to go Gaida is call 877-GO-GAIDA. You get all the details, schedule a free in-home estimate, or go to GoGaida.com. That's GoGuida.com. All right. The Lions rule changes that are proposed before we get back to Eagles Insider of the Year.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The Lions have proposed to a postseason format to allow wildcard teams to be seeded higher than division champions if the wildcard team has a better regular season record. This is an interesting one, because just looking back to this year, you could look at, say, the Vikings, mm-hmm. who were, I think, won 14 games, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the Rams, who I think only won 10 games or won 9 games. The Rams were...
I think they won 10.
They won 10. The Rams got the home game because they won the division, but it was a worse division. They weren't as good a team in the regular season.
And Tampa was bad, too.
Tampa was bad too. Right? Yeah, you're right. Yeah, Tampa the South. I think Tampa also had 10 wins.
Yeah.
So what do you think? I think this is an interesting one. It sometimes feels like divisions are like almost antiquated a little bit.
But you want them to mean something.
Yes. I like that they mean something.
Yes. You want it. The idea of winning your division and getting a home playoff game is supposed to matter.
It is.
Right?
And you play, it's not like the other, like you still play half of your games against your division.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. I don't know about this one.
Yes, this is one of those ones that I've gone back and forth. Believe me, I'm in favor of winning your division and equaling a home playoff game. But I also understand you've had circumstances, like you just mentioned, this past year, where you get a team like the Vikings, who won 14 games.
In a good division.
In a good division. Is it fair for them to have to go on the road and play a playoff game when a team like maybe Tampa, who finishes 9-8, they get a chance to host a playoff game? Like, I don't know. Now, Tampa wound up losing to Washington, but they still had that opportunity to host the game.
Now, they don't reseed, right? So if the Rams...
Football does reseed.
Okay, so if... Well, let me ask you this. If the Rams had beat the Eagles, mm-hmm. would the Rams have played at home against the Commanders, or would the Rams have to go to the Commanders? Commanders won more games.
But the Rams won their division.
Yes.
They would have got the home game.
I wonder if it would be if the opening round division winner gets the advantage, but then past that, maybe the team with the better record gets the home game.
Yeah.
Because they're lessening the division winning a little bit, mm-hmm. but you're still giving the first home game.
Yeah, that's a tricky one. Yeah. That's a tricky one. Because again, I believe in winning the division and getting the home game. But is that winning the division at 9-8 and getting in the playoffs
right.
should be
enough.
That should be enough
right.
that you got in when there could be a team that didn't win a division, does not get in, and maybe they had more wins than you.
Right.
Right? You shouldn't get rewarded double by getting a home playoff game as well.
Right. I remember, didn't the Seahawks make it a 7-9 once? Right.
That was the Beast Mode game.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think the Saints were like 11-5.
Right. Yeah.
They had to go on the road. So, yeah, I would go with the team with the most wins. If you want the regular season to mean something and getting as many wins as you can, then the reward for that should be I should be seeded accordingly to how many wins I got in this conference.
And division winner should be a tiebreaker. So if you have the same record as somebody else,
right, you
a
can
wild
use
card,
that as a tiebreaker.
Division winner should be a tiebreaker. And the final rule change that the Lions proposed a rule change to remove the automatic first down for defensive holding and illegal contact penalties. I don't really care.
Oh, how about that?
There's only one of these that I don't like in general.
No, just in general.
I hate that holding is an automatic 10-yard penalty, but offsides is only 5. Like, I think holding should be 5 yards from the spot of the foul.
From the spot of the foul?
Yeah.
Now, that's different.
Yeah.
As opposed to line of scrimmage, just a 5-yard penalty.
Yes, I think 5 yards from the spot of the foul. But what do you think of the Lions one, the automatic first, removing the automatic first down for defensive holding and illegal contact? I wonder why it's automatic.
No. And I'm a defensive guy, but there has to be some sort of penalty for just holding a guy.
Because of what could have happened.
Yes, exactly. What could have happened. So it's not just a yardage. You could have just prevented a touchdown by grabbing the guy.
Right.
So getting the automatic first down should be a minimum penalty.
That's fair.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
All right, 215-592-9494. Eagles Insider of the Year, the first ever, the inaugural, awarded at 4:30. Tim McManus, Jason Dumas, Elliott Shore Park seem like they are the ones that are in the race. Has Elliott Shore Park done enough? Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, man.
What's up, Chris?
What's up, Chris?
Not too much, fellas. I think ESP is a lock for this. I'm going to go ahead and make a prediction and say he brings the gold home today.
Do you think he should rather than he will? Do you think he has earned it?
Both.
Okay.
Oh, I mean, he's had great takes all year. I mean,
Takes.
Well, Chris is taking credit for his scoops because he's accusing Elliott that he just takes his reports.
Ah, yeah.
Well, your
Bond
is. But Chris, your Bond thing was wrong. You said 3 years with $20 million guaranteed.
Well, he repeated the same take. He repeated the same take actually on air prior to the Eagles when I didn't officially report. I kept telling Jeff was an official report on the corners, swapping around, and Elliot did come on, was on the air saying it. But no, I'm good with it. Listen, ESP wins, I win. So I want my man to take it home.
Wow. Well, we will have to, Elliot. Now, we have invited Elliot for the ceremony here, just like we've invited everyone else. I don't know if Elliot will show up, but we certainly have to ask him about the accusation from Chris in Middletown that he's stealing his scoops.
Right? Ah.
Yeah, well, we certainly have to ask him about that.
Spike, you do got to do this, though, first. Let me cash the bonus check before you guys lay into him. So I got to cash a check from Elliot.
Now he's paying you for scoops.
So I got to get to another actually real fraud that's on WIP. And that is a little footed guy that, you know, sits down while he pees. And that's Joe, camera. The fraud to camera.
You guys don't understand how small it is.
Yeah.
This guy, like, I mean, it's one thing if I take shots at Jackie Baseball because, you know, that's not competition for me.
Yeah.
But this guy can't even put his shoes on without falling and hurting himself, and he can't even walk without injuring a hip. Like, and he thinks he's more athletic and he's going to beat Jack. I will hands down, whatever it is, I will be there. I will lay out money in it. Whatever y'all want, I am that confident that Jackie Baseball will absolutely wipe the floor with Joe. And Joe needs to be careful. He's getting a little chirpy and starting to cash some checks that his mouth ain't going to be, his body ain't going to be able to clear.
Oh, you screwed that up.
He's going to hurt.
Writing cash, yeah. You mean he's been writing checks.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, guys, it's total fraud, this fraud to camera. So, you know what? You know what, Joey Fraud? Prove me wrong. Take on Jack.
Wow, Joey Fraud.
Let's see it happen.
Hey Chris, for next question today, give us your favorite from here celebrity.
Great celebrity, great athlete, went to a fine educational institution. Chris Godwin from the great Middletown High School in Delaware.
Oh, well, I didn't know he's from Delaware.
Oh, there you go. The first one from Delaware.
Did I hear that before? Right. Yeah, I think I have heard that before.
That Chris Godwin's from Delaware?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't
know.
Yeah. Thank you, Chris. No sales tax down there. Also home. Well,
that's why Hugh Douglas is down there.
Yes. It's cheaper to buy down there than it is around here.
Well, it took him damn near 2 years to get there.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, he wasn't like in a hotel until then,
yeah.
Right? Oh, he was?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
He's not a commitment guy. I'm actually surprised he's been here that long. If it's so hard for him to commit to that.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. I guess he found what he was looking for out there in Delaware.
Well, and we will get to the DeCameron Fritz thing later. Now Hugh tried to. I saw him for the first time since his.
Oh yeah. How are you two? Yeah. Yeah. Well, what's going on there?
There was the completely uncalled for. He has no muscle tone. He can do 250 push-ups. Attack on me. I've been nothing but nice to Hugh and kind to Hugh for years, longer than he's been working here. And I saw him out in the lobby earlier, and he acted like nothing had happened. And he said, oh, people are, you know, like, oh, you know, big deal between you two. It's not anything. And I said, well, actually, it is something. You know, I didn't get on the air and say, you don't have any muscle tone. And then Hugh told me he hadn't done push-ups in a while, and he had ripped off 30, and he could do 100 no problem straight.
Yeah.
There's no way he was doing 100 push-ups straight. 100?
That's a lot of push-ups.
That's a lot. And he still didn't acknowledge that I could do the 50. He goes, well, how do you do them? I was like, he accused me in the studio, Jack, you weren't here. He said, do you do the ones on your knees? Like the girl push-ups from high school.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a tough question to be asked.
It is a tough question
to
be asked.
That's a tough one, yeah.
It's a real, like, no respect.
None at all.
For your push-up acumen.
Yeah, this entire show, except for Ike, is being questioned our athletic ability.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, well, I guess it's fair.
Well, I'm not doing a whole lot either. So,
yeah.
Just saying. I'm just saying.
All right.
I'm not out here training.
Right. Anywhere, yeah, right. You're so. Not claiming any push-up numbers.
Yes.
While we're at it. All right. 215-592-9494. Eagles Insider of the Year awarded today at 4:30. Has Elliot done enough? Or do you think Tim McManus or Jason Dumas or perhaps somebody else should win the award? We'll get to your calls next. And check in on Clearwater. Little baseball. Little high hope Shacky baseball report. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.